Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with the director of the Children's Museum. It's Melissa Say.
Hello.
And Melissa, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've got a lot going on, and we're going to talk about what's going on the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks keep hearing about the Children's Museum moving. You've got some big news, right?
We do. We have purchased a building, and it's very centrally located in Monroe. It's at the corner of Broadmoor and Forsyth Avenue. And what that does for us in our project is that it cuts our time frame down greatly to be able to be open even in 2027, which is so exciting. We've outgrown our space and we've needed and been looking for a space and hoping really to build in the park for many, many years. But with the cost of new construction and our timeline, we needed to move it along a little quicker. So we found this great building, and now we're just knee deep in design.
So you're in the old Century Tell building there on Broadmoor and Tower. And I think it was a grocery store back when I was a little kid,
It was a Safeway, I think. And then a Harvest Foods, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's exciting.
It's so exciting.
Now, you've got a big week planned. The next 4 or 5 days, you got all kinds of stuff going on. One of the big things we're seeing is children and safety online. Mm-hmm. And even some new laws here in the last few weeks about keeping kids safe online.
Yes. So we have a great partnership with the Center for Children and Families. And through a generous grant from the Living Well Foundation, we are hosting a workshop for parents specifically on safety online for children. Summer, there's a lot more freedom. The kids maybe have a little more screen time than they do during the school year. And so some tips for parents are really, this is the timing that's great. So tonight at the Children's Museum, it's free for you, bring the whole family from 5:30 to 6:30. But our friends from the Center for Children and Families are going to have a specific workshop for parents while the kids play and get some tips that'll be helpful all summer.
Okay, that's tonight, Thursday night, 5:30 to 6:30, Children's Museum, 323 Walnut, right on the riverfront in Monroe.
That's right, and it's free. It's a free workshop. It's free to get in. If you go to the Center for Children and Family website, there is a QR code to sign up.
Okay. We're safe online, but we may not be safe for long from dinosaurs.
That's right. We have opened our backspace this summer. The theme is Roaring Adventures, and it's all about dinosaurs. And we've got some amazing things back there. In fact, we have a real Tyrannosaurus Rex tooth that you can pick up and hold. It's about this long. It's super cool. And we have some other dinosaur bones that are over 60 million years old that you can pick up and you can touch, as well as some other artifacts. And all those pieces were donated to us by a local family. They were a family of educators. And when the mother passed away, she donated them to the Children's Museum. So we've got all kinds of fun back there, including those items.
So the dinosaur experience is coming
tomorrow. Yes.
Friday night. And you've got... Or Friday morning, and you've got Martin, the dinosaur wrangler.
Yes, and he's coming with some life-size dinosaur puppets and puts on a wonderful show teaching the kids about the Jurassic period, about dinosaurs, about the history of dinosaurs, and it's just included in your admission fee.
I remember how the Jurassic period happened. I saw that movie. Everybody got eaten by dinosaurs.
Well, nobody's going to get eaten tomorrow, but we are going to have loads of fun. So can just come buy tickets at the door, just regular admission tickets, and enjoy the dinosaur experience at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. Maybe you're busy tomorrow and you can't get out to see Martin and his dinosaurs. Guess what? It's playtime at the museum. I remember the movie Night at the Museum.
Yes.
They got into all kinds of trouble at nighttime.
Well, you know, it's kind of a fun thing because kids, it's just a whole different feel at night. And so it's a drop off. Kids can be dropped off at the museum. You have to sign up and register by calling. But then parents can go out and enjoy a little time together.
So this is Saturday night.
Saturday night from 5:30 to 8. We just take a handful because we want everybody to have a great experience. But guess what the theme is?
Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are cool.
They really are. And kids just love them. And they know so much about them. And so we'll do activities. We'll have snacks. They'll have playtime. All supervised by our great staff. And you just need to call and sign up ahead of time.
And there's going to be pizza for the kids as well.
Yeah, we'll feed them
too. Playtime and pizza.
Yes, that's
right.
And then
mom and dad can go have a little fun time somewhere else, go out, see a movie, do something.
Enjoy some of our local great restaurants, you know, just have some fun themselves and know that their kids are going to be well cared for and have a great time.
All right. So Saturday night. Parents, listen up. That's 5:30 to 8 p.m. So don't plan your night too long, but 5:30 to 8 p.m. All right. Sunday.
Yes.
June 21st. What's going on?
Well, you know, we have to celebrate Dad. He's an important figure in a family. And so on Dad's Day, on Father's Day, dads get in free at the Children's Museum from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is free for dads. And then we're going to make a special gift for him while you're there to take home and show him he's a winner, we'll just say, without giving too much away. It's going to be a fun craft, fun gift that they can give their dad, and it'll be custom made by them.
So 1 to 5 on Sunday, mm-hmm. and come build something for Dad.
Build something for Dad, and Dad will get in for free.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a lot of fun. Melissa, y'all got a lot going on.
Well, I know. And that's really just this week. You know, so all summer long, we just love summer. We have so many visitors from out of town, from other states, and or they drop by on their way to other places. And so it's a great opportunity to showcase our community. And we love that they come to the museum. We share. They ask where to eat, where to go, where to visit, where else, what other attractions we have. And so we just feel like there's a lot to offer in the summer. So we add STEM activities. We add story times. We have guests that come in. Next week, Jazz from the lab is coming in, and we're going to learn about pollinating with bees and other creatures. And we're going to have a story time about agriculture and farming the next week. We've got just loads of things going on. And if they follow our social media pages, our website, a lot of information's there.
The events are all happening at the museum. Mm-hmm. Tell folks social media, where do they go to find out what the activities are and what is a website?
So our social media pages are Instagram, it's NELA Children's Museum. Facebook, it's the Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum. And then our website is NELCM.org. So Northeast Louisiana Children's Museum.org.
Before we get out of here, you still need a bunch of money to build this new museum. Y'all are going to move, and it's going to cost a lot. Mm-hmm. You've got a donor who is matching right now what people give.
Yes, we do. It's an anonymous donor, and he's a gentleman who spent some of his childhood in Monroe. He doesn't live here anymore. He lives in Tennessee. But he went to Lexington. He has wonderful memories of this community, and he's matching dollar for dollar up to $25,000 in the month of June. All that money goes to the relocation. And we're halfway there already.
And I went to Lexington, too.
Yeah.
So thank you, anonymous donor. For folks to give, they can do that online. And we want to make sure they like and share these videos. A week full of fun activities at the Children's Museum.